going there, and that's the podcast audio going there. I think that's all pretty good right there. All right, ma'am.
Yes. I thought it was Florida for a second because I misread the city. This is actually in Kansas. Kansas.
Yeah. Good.
No, not good. Very bad. Very bad. So a man is out on bond after targeting a toddler in a racist attack.
The fuck?
Right. A toddler. All right.
Yeah, what's going on?
So the Wichita Police Department says an arrested man is investigating an incident at an East Wichita Dillon's store, which has been described as, quote, a racially motivated crime. Which then is also like, how the fucking bad was it that they're already calling it a racially motivated crime? Because you know it takes them a fucking minute to be like, it might have been a little racist.
Yeah, because in this society, it's not saying it was, it's admitting it was.
Right. So 31-year-old Trace Riff, yes, that's his fucking name.
Trace Riff.
Yes.
Holy fuck, how white is this man?
That white, actually. I can show you. There's a picture at winecellarmedia.com.
He looks worse than a Trace Riff. Trace Riff doesn't even do that justice. Maybe when he combs his hair, he's a Trace Riff. We're going to have that linked with the episode, folks.
Yes.
You folks need to see Trace Riff.
Yeah, so 31-year-old Trey Swift was arrested following the incident, according to police. Riff, who has a fucking, you know, like you start a sentence and you don't know where it's gonna go, and you're like, "Oh, there's more! Oh, fuck, there's more! There's more! There's still more!" Okay, that's one of those sentences.
Fuck.
So, according to police, Riff, who has a history of not reporting to his parole officers drug use and violent crimes, and is on probation in Oklahoma for a felony meth charge, was arrested again on account of, quote, battery that was a biased and racially motivated, and for resisting arrest. There's a lot going on. That was one fucking sentence.
Yeah.
So, not reporting to parole officers, which should, by definition, mean you're violating parole and you need to go back, right? Like, that is how the parole thing works, isn't it?
No.
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 That just
not
means
if your name is Trace Riff.
You cheated at Jenga.
Okay. So through the investigation, it was learned that Trace walked into the store and kicked the 1-year-old victim in the back, causing the child to fall to the floor, according to police. 1 year old? God damn! According to witnesses, Trace did this while yelling obscenities and racial slurs. Mm-hmm. LaShantai Whitaker is the mother of the 1-year-old boy, and on Wednesday spoke about what happened the previous Sunday morning. She said, "We were barely in the store, and Trace kicked him in his back. All I heard was a thud, and my daughter started screaming. The man went on a rant," Whitaker said, "yelling the N-word at her son and saying he was a white supremacist." Okay. He says Trace then tried to get away, but another customer tackled him. She says when Trace kicked her son, he came up from behind. She described it like a sneak attack. She says her son was not seriously injured, but notes Riff could have done serious damage. Whitaker says she's confused by what happens and hopes that Trace does time for what he did. What grown person, I mean, even if you do have that much hate for someone, why would you attack a baby, asked Whitaker. Riff bonded out of jail several hours after his arrest on Sunday. Now the boy's mother and grandmother say they fear that the man, that they have fear because the man is back on the streets and they're worried another child could be attacked. I don't understand. He's out just hours after he attacked a baby, said Yolanda Frierson, the grandmother of 1-year-old Jahavi Fry. He could attack someone else's kid if he's out and he's anywhere, said Whitaker.
The surprise is what annoys me. It's been annoying me for what, maybe like 5 years now. You know, ever since the Trayvon verdict, the surprise has annoyed me. I think that may actually be like episode 50 of The Wine Cellar. It's like 50 or 51. I was annoyed with the surprise.
Mm.
It's like, it's in the news right now what they're doing to the with the kids and the snatching from the parents and the cages and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the news. It didn't really get much traction, but the fucking judge that was selling underage kids to prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was a fucking, I think it was Pittsburgh or something.
Yeah, I was going to say it was in Pennsylvania, I think.
Yeah, that was a goddamn, so like, stop it. Yes, they attack babies. That's what they do. You ever heard of alligators in the South and that whole thing? Yeah, feeding babies to alligators.
That was a thing.
They do that. Yes. Always have. Always will. Stop being surprised. Flint ain't got no water. What the hell is that? Was that the whole story?
That was the whole story.
That was the whole story. Flint ain't got no water. I linked a update story about that. I think we could cover Flint more and why, and so we should cover it more. And I linked that on my
because everybody's pleading out.
Yeah, like two more cats got like indicted as some business. Yeah. I posted it while I was like at work, like so I can't really. Yeah, I just can't really make it crack like I used to because I'm at work.
Yes.
All right. So, that is posted on my personal Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/, what is it? I think it's the Wine Cellar Podcast. Yeah, facebook.com/, Wine Cellar Podcast. That'll take you to the William J. Jackson page. And that's where I do wine cellar things and post personal journal updates.
Yes.
And I've got some cat videos of our own, original, on there.
Yes.
You're darn right. All right. Let's move our ass on from around here, man. I ain't got time to...